I was influenced by a nerdcore a lot. Oh, whoa, oh, whoa, oh, whoa. Hey! If you want to try to make a song out of this, feel free.
Creating rap music because I never dug disco.
This is the F Plus Podcast. Terrible place. It's terrible things. They're red with enthusiasm. In the roof tonight, we have Boots Rain Gear.
Smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no.
Bunny Brad?
You could be my princess. I know which castle is yours.
Nerd shit, y'all.
John Toast?
You ever had a chick who pussy had the odor of holy water?
From I Don't Even Own a Television, it's J.W. Friedman.
I crash with the shoddy, smash with the shoddy, call me Jay Gotti, get cash with the shoddy.
And Lemon. Bam, pow, headshot. Fear the red dot. Another point. I got you. I'm so sorry for your loss. Not! Hey, F Plus.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Lemon.
So, Jay Bunny Brad Boots, John Toast, what is your favorite genre of music?
I go with Gregorian chant.
Mm. Like classic Gregorian chants, or like with
the new metal version of Gregorian chant.
The new metal version.
You gonna say a post happy hardcore?
Yeah. So medium core.
That's just Tylenol. That's what post happy hardcore is.
The theme from Sonic Ice Cap Zone. That's it. I just listened to that on loop.
I like that, but when people rap over it.
Ooh,
setup.
You've heard of my OC remix, I see.
Well, today we're going to be looking at two different interesting documents, one of which was provided by Thursley, and the other one provided by Please and Thanks. And we are going to be looking at rap music from the internet.
How do you spell that?
I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea. W-R-A-P, I assume, but
sounds
that's
good.
Just a guess. So this is all rap lyrics that we will be presenting. And I think we should start off with the site that is, of course, known for rap music. I'm talking about DeviantArt.
When you think hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is a document provided by Thursley, and let me just present you with the URL so you know what we're looking at here. www.deviantart.com/browse/all/literature?? Q=nerdcore.
Good.
Yeah.
Great, yeah. Right? Yeah, you excited?
Yeah, yeah, boy.
I'm fucking stoked.
Boots, yeah. Boots, I think you should start off. This is a short one. This is a short one, but it's succinct. This one is called Nerdcore Rom and Jewel.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm Lisi 2K5. Are you sure this is a rap and not an Avril Lavigne cover?
That's what I was thinking too.
Okay. All right. He was a Sonic boy. I, a Mario girl. Born of rivalry, a controller in hand. One chase rings, the other coins. Sega looked at Nintendo. Man. Nintendo at Sega. And then they realized the princess was no longer in another castle. Love in 8 bits.
Damn. Damn.
Wow. Excellent. Wow, already with the fire.
Spitting it hot.
Beat that, motherfuckers.
I don't speak English, so I'm assuming.
Wait, is this a description for this? Is this a poem I wrote for my boyfriend, Daniel? Okay.
That sounds right.
And breaking out of my nerdy shell a little bit, too.
Oh, breaking out, yeah.
Yep, nothing nerdy about that.
Oh, shit, there's a nerdy shell out here, too. All right. Let's get to some longer piece here. Jay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This poem is called Level Up. It is by Demir Soul. And there are parts that are in bold and parts that aren't for some reason.
Hang on one second. Let me catch the beat here. All right, so my name is Demir Soul. This is called Level Up. It's literature, poetry, humor, songs, and lyrics. Here we go.
You say so.
It's all those things.
I'm sitting home at night, wishing something would just happen. Maybe be in an RPG with the fire-breathing dragon. Just hoping, praying for a change while I'm playing Twilight Princess.
And,
oh man, would it not be great if something would just hit us? Knock me out. Oh, take the mundane away. Equip this, take on that, unleash the full attack. Save the world. Mm-hmm. I wish it all could be me, but they say that's just tough. Yeah, I wish life would level up.
Level up, level up, level up.
I'd trade my manga for a change to a land due for destruction. Boom, the natives there would tell the tale of their savior, the chosen one. That's me. And oh, then in a nod, twist of fate, I'd be their sought out hero. I'd kick the butt of their evil king till his HP drained to zero.
He dead.
Knock me out. Take the mundane away. Equip this. Take on that. Unleash the full attack. Save the world.
Attack.
I wish it all could be me, but they say that's just enough. Yeah, I wish life would level up. And then it says instrumental. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The day is saved. The land is restored. But we're all forgetting one thing. I may be awesome here and now, but too bad, it's all a dream.
Oh, well.
Knock me out. Take the mundane away. Equip this, take on that, unleash the full attack. Save the world.
Yeah.
I wish it all could be me, but they say that's just tough. I wish life would level up.
Level up.
Yeah.
Rap. Rap.
Oh,
and rap again.
I do want to mention this song is for the band My Otaku Romance. A link to their MySpace will be provided in the near future.
So, they don't have a MySpace yet.
Yeah.
God. Well, you know, it'll get to that.
Yeah. In the year 2002.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm like the nerdiest motherfucker on this podcast right now, and even I'm hitting critical mass.
Yeah, this is
My Otaku Romance. Are you fucking kidding?
This is really upsetting.
Well, wait, the genre is otaku rock slash nerdcore.
Oh, all the genres, all the hot beats, all the hot.
Well, you'll probably enjoy this one then, John Toast. It is a rap song called Nerdcore. It's by Mr. Monster.
What's it about?
Well, it's literature, poetry, emotional, and free verse.
Hmm. All right.
Free verse means
this
no line breaks.
Nerdcore.
Yeah, it just doesn't mean I put words down. I don't like to, you know, put them in rhythm or nothing.
All right. Hi, this is Nerdcore.
Hey.
I'm Mr. Monster. Literature, poetry, emotional, free verse.
Okay.
All right. Here I am. I'm a nerd, who cares? Didn't choose this thug life, and it didn't choose me. I am Yevon on No 303. I'm sitting down playing on my PS3.
Hope
to live life
yeah.
to fulfill my dreams. Yeah, I don't got string cred, but I'll beat you dead at MTG because I think of myself as an MLG. I don't worship those of those gangsters. Ha, they're just fucking pranksters when the bitches see me. I don't make him go, oh, 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 but I'll play the shit out of Mario.
Oh my god, no, keep going, don't stop.
That's the greatest nerdcore rap ever.
Oh.
I chose Donkey Kong over Bong IC. These games as a challenger, well, challenge accepted, nerd reppin'. Bring in the Street Fighter, I'll leave you in the dirt. Don't know where you been, but don't fuck with Ken Chi, she Dioken. Ah, shit, now your jaw's broken. Let's move on to the beat of the song. TMT is on, I don't care when you speak Navi, Klingon, or Namekian speak. But I welcome you to play all games with me as a new challenger, a pair's no fair. Let's take down with my Falcon Punch. I've been taken down all bunch by punch. When you take me on, you get TMF. My guild backs me up.
You sure about that? I think your guild is. Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I too chose Donkey Kong over Bong.
I choose Donkey Kong over Bong, I see.
Get me out of the streets.
I don't make him go, oh, 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 but I'll play the shit out of Mario. Oh, shit, I just noticed it's oh, you it out of Mario.
Yeah, you, there, you missed a lot of good shit there.
Mm. Yeah.
You didn't got no street good cred.
I was just flowing, you know? It was,
you, I will.
Yeah. I ain't reppin' no 303.
I'm looking it up right now. The 303 area code is Denver, Colorado.
Oh!
So either that or he does not own a cool 80s Rollins synthesizer.
Yeah, he's, I was thinking of the synthesizer the whole time.
Yeah.
I ain't repping from Denver.
Damn, you know Denver. Where all the hip-hop come from.
Colorado Springs, what's up?
No, South Park!
I ain't repping no 303.
303 is a diagnostic error on the HP photocopiers. So.
That actually makes a lot more sense probably in context. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Boots for
my name is Fox Carnage.
Hi, Fox Carnage.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fox Carnage is my name.
Well, you've already won the battle.
I'm like a furry Satan kind
of
thing.
I'm glad you're here because I'm sick of this fucking video game bullshit.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, you don't get any of that shit. No,
good,
no, no, no.
Good. Thank God.
No.
Good.
Yeah, this one's called Dawn Rook Rap.
I don't know what that means.
No, is this chess?
Oh shit! No, don't worry about it. I'll fucking explain it. Here we go.
Okay, good, fill us in. Yeah, spin it. Yeah. Come on.
Don Rook is in the house like a real MG, flying up on those wizards, cause I'm a real LG. I kick ass in wizard duels, and I do it looking even better. Reppin' House Slytherin in my green and gray sweater. 13-inch cedar wand with a phoenix feather core.
Shit.
When they catch me casting spells, I get those witches screaming
more.
I get all the witches swooning, and you can't deny that I'm the baddest. I can even get the wizard stiff with a Petrific Total Atlas.
That's a dig.
You're the Total Atlas.
Just because I'm a Slytherin doesn't mean that I'm evil. It just means I'm in it to win it and better than most people. I'm destined for greatness, but I aim to be the best with my wand in my hand and a fire in my chest. And now let's move on to this wood between my legs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm talking about my broomstick. Let's not get carried away.
Oh, that's
pretty
good.
I have this wizard swag and I stack up house points. You can find me in the common room. Pass in a joint. Slytherin got this bag. We were gonna win the house cup, and all the other houses can just shut the fuck up. Oh, pardon my parcel tongue, but I got raps that can bust a lung. And if you wizards have a problem, you can step up against some. I'm out.
Out.
Damn. God damn.
Pardon my parcel tongue.
Fuck you, metronome. I don't need you.
Fox Carnage, I think you should give us a rundown. Like, I really want to know the backstory of that. That just seems
deep. This was a random rap I wrote for my Harry Potter OC, Dawn Rook. It's based off my Pottermore character, Dawn Rook 20417, Slytherin for life.
Right, right. Okay, good. I could have guessed that, but I just wanted to.
I didn't know your Patronus was Slick Rick.
I have a response to that. What? This is too beautiful.
Slytherin for life, yo!
Look, I get why, like, in the poetry, like, you know, people probably just bang, like, in the poetry episodes, people just bang out poetry and, like, fuck it, I wrote poetry.
Yeah.
In this, like, how can you not make lines scan if it's rap? Like, how can you not read this and be like, try and rap this and be like, oh, this line's way too long? Nope, it's fine.
Some people have a really flexible concept of rhythm. It's amazing.
Maybe they don't have metronome. Like,
no, that's a very common thing we find with poetry in this, is that usually, like, by the fifth line, your stanzas are twice as long as the ones at the beginning.
They just got so much shit to say.
Yeah.
The next rap song that we have here is for mature audiences only.
Oh, no.
So you're gonna get an age verification when you go to this page. So who's the best here at Stutter Rap?
It's Boots Reindeer.
It's Boots Reindeer.
It sure is. Shit. I don't even know what Stutter Rap is, but I'm the best.
All right. Well then, Boots, your name is T Mills.
Oh,
And this song is called Period Style, Period Talent, Period Love, Period.
Yeah, this is Period Style, Period Talent, Period Love, Period.
Oh, man, there's a picture of you. You definitely are a nerdcore rapper.
Get ready to drop some M-bombs, too.
What?
Have fun.
Fucker, yeah. I don't play sports, but I'm still winning the game. No one knows me, but I still got the aim. Y'all niggas better than me, but I still call them lame. Y'all say the shit sucks. I feel no aim. I offend you. Fuck, I'll take the blame. Load up your guns. It's time to take aim. Watch your fuck out. We're coming to your domain. If I kill you, no one will forget my aim. I ain't got style.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're done?
Yep. All right. Yep.
And you ain't got no style. I ain't got no talent. I ain't got no love. I am from beyond. I'm going to make you yawn.
A bold promise indeed, sir.
Pardon? Anyway, here comes more lyrics.
I want to fit in, so I wear your designer clothes. I see a camera, so I have to strike a pose. They all think I'm high. I don't sniff the rose. I write some lyrics, then I come pose. Just quick question, what you think of my flows? I don't have any fans, you're all my foes. No girl wants me, I call y'all hoes. You ain't got to tell me, I know my talent blows. I ain't got style, check out my lame ass haircut. Look at my clothes, I just bought. I ain't got no talent, can't you tell from the song what I keep doing wrong? I ain't got no love, sometimes I wonder why. Then it makes me want to cry. That doesn't work.
Yeah. Unlike the rest of it.
I ain't got no style. I ain't got no talent. I ain't got no love. I am from the beyond. Gonna make you yawn.
Oh, yeah, well, it's definitely over. So
you guys want to hear some more of this?
That's cool. Mm-hmm. You must be done at this point.
No, I don't play sports, but I'm winning the game. No one knows me, but I still got the aim. Y'all niggies better...
Jesus. No, it's fine.
I hate it.
Fine, he said niggies.
Niggies.
No. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Y'all said my shit sucks, but I feel no aim. I fed you, fuck. You I'll take the blame. Load up your guns. It's time to take aim. Watch out, fuck out. You come. If I kill you, no one will forget my aim.
All right, so Boots. Awesome. Everything about that was perfect. Just everything.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. With the exception of he actually, you know, did the same bars twice. I don't pay sports, not play sports. Pay sports.
Oh yeah, you're right. I don't.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I
don't
twice,
I don't,
dear.
Yeah, I don't pay sports.
He doesn't pay for sports.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. So Bunny Bread.
Yes.
I know that you had some opinions on
hip
handling.
And or hop.
Well, of the hipping and the hopping, but more specifically, how Boots handled that.
I said he was perfect. Just a little.
That female song. So that's fine. That's fine. You can correct his errors right now because I'm going to give you a choice of two different T-Mill songs.
The famous T-Mills.
And you get to do one of them.
Oh my!
Would you like to do the T-Mills hit Split-Personality, or would you like to do the T-Mills hit Lost Mind?
Which one has more cutesy racial slurs in it?
They're both equally offensive.
Oh, well then. The second one.
I see pussy, crack, black, whack. What? Oh, the second one. All right. Then Lost Mind it is. So here you go. You're T Mills, and you suck.
Oh,
you suck. Yeah.
Boots, on the other hand.
Oh my!
I believe Juggalo Jake is in order.
Yeah,
this is fucking Juggalo shit.
Oh yay!
Lost Mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Literature, poetry, humor, songs and lyrics. I've lost my mind. Have you seen it? I think I lost it when I was talking to Jesus. He told me to go to the mall and pull out my penis. Run up to little kids and say, "Have you seen this?" Shit in your hot dog roll and make you eat it.
Wait, no. Shit in your hot dog roll and make you eat it?
Eat it. Why did you interrupt perfection? Jump in your pool. Just don't take a piss. I'm so gangster. I said your mic turns. Then I blame it all up on Mike Myers. Y'all never find out that we're lies. Did Mr. Miller just say we? Or the voices that I say me?
Okay. Huh. I take it back. I take it back. Flip mode is not the greatest.
Flip mode is the squad, y'all.
Flip mode is this squad.
I go up to Christian's.
I go up to Christians. They yell obscenities. I like to see them cry like little babies. They yell at freak like they got the rabies. I go to gay bars and get into fightsies.
Sure.
I go to lesbian bars and hit on dykesies. I chill at the park to go steal kids' kitesies. I drink at the Bill Gates home to steal megabytes. I drive at night without turning on my headlights.
Oh.
I lost my mind 8 times. Have you seen it? I left it with Jesus.
Four times.
That's 4 Jesuses. Ludacris said, he's so evil. He goes on blind dates with actual blind people. But Travi, it's so crazy. I sleep in a bed with an actual dead baby.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
You're twisted, man.
Down with the
Y'all
fucking
say
clowns.
I need to shut up before I get so shut up. So I tell you to eat my cock up. Y'all can shut the fuck up. Check out my superpower. I can take a piss in the shower. Uh-huh. Take a shit right off the Eiffel Tower. And dance in traffic during rush hour. I lost my mind 8 times. Have you seen it? 8 more fucking times. Jesus has it. That's several Jesuses. We're more underground than your septic tank. My rhymes smell worse than septic rank. It'll make you convulse like epileptic Frank. Yeah, it's true. I ain't got no money in the bank. I jump on the back of a BMX. The rider's trying to flee a T-Rex. Do get off my damn bike and take a fucking hike.
Yeah,
before
go.
I beat you with us to bike. What about the giant lizard, Mike? Dude, what the fuck? You high? No, man. I just lost my fucking mind. I lost my mind 8 times.
8 times!
Have you seen it?
8 fucking times! Hell yeah. Oh, man.
I loved his, you know, I didn't like him, but I loved his hype man 8 times.
The thing about that is I lost my mind times 8. But, like, I lost my mind 8 times is a way better line.
Yeah, no, totally.
You're welcome.
He fixed the song.
Oh, and then there's a response to this.
Oh. Sometimes we just lose our minds and dots and dots and dots.
Yeah, there we go.
And apparently the group is called Kittens on Fire.
Yep.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of groups called Kittens on Fire.
That's true.
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah, the Beatles went through several names before they settled on the Beatles. So.
You know, I realize this guy's made me realize something. Self-deprecating comedy only really works if you establish yourself as like funny or interesting beforehand.
Uh-huh.
Because yeah. If you just come out and the first thing you say is "I suck," and then all this shit, and then you're like,
"I fucked a baby."
Yeah, and then
y'all
it's like,
"Yeah,
buy
my CD."
Yeah, I agree. Go away.
I'm bad at rapping, and my dick is small.
It's like, yep, you're right. See ya.
I'm the fat Jew.
Why'd you have to bring this down, Lemon?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, God almighty.
okay, all right. John Toast's going to give you a choice.
Ooh.
These are both...
That's interesting.
Okay.
Well, now I'm interested from that reaction.
Yeah. Both of these. All right, here we go. So track number one is called Song : Headshot by Photoshop Freak. Yeah.
Okay. Door number two?
Door number two is Lab Coat Scientist Wanted by Bushido Hacks.
This is hardly a choice.
I gotta go with the lab coat scientist wanted, whatever.
Lab coat scientist wanted by Bushido Hacks. All right. This again, literature, poetry. This one has the socio-political tag. That's fun.
Ooh.
And you need a lab coat scientist, right?
I do. All right. All right, this is Lab Coat Scientist Wanted by Bushido Hacks. Ooh. Literature, poetry, socio-political, and free verse.
Oh, no.
Lab Coat Scientist Wanted.
Ew!
I want to see the Lab Coat Scientists fix the oil problem BP seemed to miss.
Nice.
I've been a month since the oil spill. Sarah Palin still out there saying, drill, baby, drill. While BP keeps hiring some street preacher to fill. While BP continues to kill.
What?
Ecosystems dying and drowning. Choking and soaking. Tar balls just like taffy. BP, we're not happy.
Ooh.
Wow. Zach De La Roca bringing it tonight.
Where are the guys who look like Freeman Gordon, who aren't having lunch with the King of Jordan, who have an army on folks on call, not lizards who manipulate the laws?
Bringing Alex Jones into this.
Since when does a JD outrank a PhD? Where's the guy who stayed up late studying chemistry? Physics majors with crowbars down the hall, looking to bash in ignorant skulls.
All right. Okay.
In a room full of ideas that aren't working. Oh. BP lawyers in clown suits and jerking. It sucks that I have to use such language, but the world doesn't need another Anchorage.
Yeah, it's a shitty
song.
I
want to
see the lab coat scientists fix the oil problem BP seems to miss. Hire some noobs with something to proof. How many people with Asperger's are in the room? None? You gotta be kidding. We're the scientists.
Oh my god.
Those motherfuckers were lying. They were getting you pissed, I heard.
Where'd you get your diploma? In a box of cereal? I don't believe anybody working for BP is for real. Anyone actually trying to solve this disaster while the lawyers get plastered? It's okay. It's like eating motor oil with your hush puppies. Keep dicking around, you trust fun yuppies? I'll pay $10 for trip for Lent, asking myself where all my gas money went. Congressman, did you get the check I sent? What kind of rap is this? I can't follow this. It changes every line.
We changed it this like 7-4 time for this one.
The
smell is so toxic. I'm nauseous. I'm trying not to puke while I eat my 30-way crawfish. When the petroleum lawyer decides what street corner to put his brand new corner office.
Oh my god!
This is so hot.
It makes me sick that I'll never see clean water and clear water. Gator and gumbo in a life-filled bayou with everything dies because nobody studied bio. I don't know what's happening.
Are you, you're a Scientologist, aren't you?
I don't know what's... But my religion doesn't believe we come from apes, yet condemn the scientist when the preacher rapes. Okay. I touched on religion. Now you're upset. Better get out the scientist apology kit.
Yeah.
Seriously? That exists? Oh, fuck. Now we are screwed. This is probably as bad as alligators covered in crude. Who gotta be kidding me? Ignorance prevails? The oil industry is too big to fail? I put $50 of gas in the car this morning. Surely you're all broken and running. Suddenly, you're all broken and running to get people sign waivers. Fuck your liability, ass saver.
What the hell is BP
doing?
Off. I don't think I can hear.
Wait, this cane came from.
Oh my god, it goes on forever.
No. We got.
No, what are you doing?
It has to keep going.
Yeah, I'm back now. What the hell is BP doing? This ain't cleaning up. Cover it in hay and disperse it, then light the fucker up. I don't think so. Get a mop or a broom. Build a giant shop vacuum before you seal environmental doom. We are going to prevent the disaster, not be slaves to the oil master. Not let animal windpipes clog or have to be appealed to all birds covered in sludge.
What?
No. It's important we keep going.
So I call all scientists to drop what they're doing because the oil continues to...
Boots, he's suffered enough. We've suffered enough.
The bottom and top. Give me Gordon Freeman to clean this
mess up. Give me Gordon Freeman.
I want to see the lab coat scientists fix some oil problem. BP seem to miss. I'm out.
Holy shit, mosquito hats. I could feel
that. That's just going
anger.
Platinum.
Read the fourth short paragraph.
The metronome did shit for me there.
There is a lot of anger in this piece.
Anger.
In this piece.
In this piece.
At one point he says Hulk smash.
Mm-hmm.
Most notably with the lack of intelligence. Well, though ideas.
Oh, 30 weight oil shrimp basket with hush puppies. Like, what is this about big shrimp? Like, what's the deal?
Jay?
Yes.
Somebody from Clearwater wrote a rap.
Well, they can't all be an emo band.
That's true.
But, like, I mean, it wasn't ever good, but at first I was like, okay, it's got, like, this weird cut. Okay, it's, like, it's kind of a rap. Like, it's a thing I can do a shitty, like, nerd rap thing to. And then it just... All right, now it's something. It's different. Different lines now. Different scanning. And just like, fuck.
Tarball's just like taffy. BP, we're not happy.
Yeah, you know, perfect.
These words rhyme, thus rap.
All right, Jay. You get to make a choice yourself.
Oh boy.
All right. Option number one: Dear Geeks, space pipe, space, an open, open parentheses rhyming, close parentheses letter.
Oh no.
By Jack DeWitt 4.
Mm-hmm.
Your other rap is cosplaying myself.
Oh, that one for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is this to the beat of Mac Dre's "Feeling Myself"? I hope. Am I in the building and cosplaying myself?
I think. I was imagining Gang of Four as I parade myself, but that works too.
I was thinking G.G. Allen's "I Want to Fuck Myself," but okay.
I was thinking Divinyl's "I Want to Touch Myself," but all right.
I was thinking of "Return of the Mac," but that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
I was just thinking of titties.
Yeah,
yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah, this is by Sunshine - Disco Dog. Sunshine, yeah. Disco Dogma.
What?
All right.
Yeah, Sunshine Disco Dogma in the house. Yeah. One, two, here we go. Cosplaying myself, it's how we do it, how we do. I open my heart to the world, only to feel it be impaled upon a giant 10-foot stick. Open myself to the world, only to walk alone for a bit. But I know that this is only a moment, a singularity I have to escape. If I can find a break from the darkness to arise into my place. Wow. If only I could remove this mask that I built up for myself. Let people know the me that I know and see. I get stuck cosplaying myself. What? Like go Godzilla in this monster apocalypse. Over myself, a shadow eclipses. I feel drawn to it like Mothra to a giant bug zapper. Zap, zap, boom. In an instant, I am back to scrapper. My city crumbles at my mask. A realization that it took me years to grasp. This cognitive view of who I am versus who I should be. Alien versus Cthulhu vs. Kaiju C. But, what the fuck? This is the worst.
But,
no.
Help me become myself before I become the music again. Tearing down my city. Help me fight myself because I am becoming the mask again. Tearing down my perception when giant monsters attack. I feel like I'm stuck cosplaying myself.
Ooh. I said I feel like I'm stuck cosplaying myself.
What's this new track by Nerdy Fiasco?
Now I'm staring down my monsters like my Yojo to my mask Megatron. My thoughts ping off it like BBs against the broadside of the barn. And I can see these. A demon that I created and now I can't defeat. See like my own personal legion that is out to get me. But I want to be me. I want it finally and I know who that exposed it to be. So help me defeat this mask and let me be doing something other than cosplaying me. I don't want to fight it anymore. Finding myself exhausted for it more than before. My giant monster, the mask I wear. I don't even think it cares. It's grasping for survival just as I would, but I destroy it myself only if I could. I want the world to see the me that I am proud to be, but first I gotta fend off what I originally wanted it to see. So help me become myself before I become the music again. Tearing down my city. Help me fight myself because I am becoming the mask again. Tearing down my perception with giant monsters.
Attack!
I feel like I'm stuck cosplaying myself instead of I feel like I stuck cosplaying myself. Flip mode is the illest. The squid on.
Rock on Minneapolis, rock on Michigan. Yeah. Jay's potato chips, you can't eat just one.
Yep. Oh man. When giant monsters attack, I feel like I stuck cosplaying myself.
Oh, wow. That was...
That was a lot of
syllable stuffing there.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah, that, like that. Those it's like fucking professional stuffing syllables into a well, when, into a beat.
When you're Sunshine Disco Dogma, you got a lot of practice under your belt. I've been part of the nerdcore battle scene since the Live Journal days.
All I can think when you're doing it is like kick slide into a nerdcore.
Yeah.
So, Sunshine Disco Dogma, you had a little bit to say about yourself. It basically is what?
Well, I have become more and more happy with the me that is me, and I want the world to see this me, but I'm stuck in the mask that was me, see? Well, anyways, I just imagine this giant monster on writer struggle in my mind, the Henshin hero, no bigger than a man, taking on a giant monster. And that is the origins to the song!
Hey, my name's Randy Raven.
Hey, Randy Raven.
I'm gonna bring it.
Okay.
Randy Raven, you
sound dark.
Are you gonna give us something light and fun?
No.
Oh, I think now the rap flavor is future, apparently.
No, dog. Really? When you've gone through the shit that I've seen, when you've experience the death of WCW. gives you dark thoughts. It's none other than Shane McMahon.
Respect.
That's why my rap is called Nerdcore Darkcore.
Yeah. Pouring out a little bit of my juice box right now. Respect.
All right, here we go.
Squeeze it out my Capri Sun.
Sun, there it is. Yeah.
Reality just isn't my friend. With the heartache I rate, I take, I pretend to be a man with intellect intact, poking jabs in reality's face just like that. It's uneasy for you to seem, it's uneasy you see for me to seem free. From the hustle and bustle this cognitive bee. When I see her off my face online, my heart drops, cause a large mind just isn't what she wants. Terrorize my brain with emotions in turn. It detaches my heart with the potions, ensuring my time will come quicker than sooner while stirring. It's insane, you know, the way our pheromones work. Perhaps it's on her beauty or persona or her smirk. But when I can't get away from bitter sustain, when I realize I can't get her out of my brain, here's a line break.
Yeah, yeah, line break.
What? What?
That line is broken.
More so than ever, when I read her written letter, I know it could be better if she felt the same. My delusional fantasies come to life before me. Every night after work, I play my games, construct a new life as I fire Fusk. Photoshop is a tool to release the nuts.
I'm sampling that for a real song.
Yeah. Onto the web where the lonely losers greet. Shoop up girls they know they will never meet. Control J, Shift L, mess with those frequencies just to see if maybe there is nothing underneath. Perversions grow quick from 11 to 60. All in between, mind delusions get nasty. But you sit, you fantasize away, you know. She's out there with another guy getting laid, you know. Maybe it's time to give up on the games. Maybe it's time to let her out of my brain. Here's a line break.
Yeah.
I didn't know the perversion scale went from 11 to 60. It's interesting.
Turn up! Stabbing at my chest as a seer I am. What's wrong? BRB, sad face, big grin.
Oh.
It's not like I'm some fucking kid who gets away with bawling. I go toe-to-toe with Stephen Hawking in a game of lolling.
Like in a game of lawing.
The game of lawing, yeah.
My god, that's puppies!
That's the game that we play. The universal machine time code delivering a message to me in those years in between when I spent my time making quake corridors, cracking passes, finding sites with hidden back doors, chewing on the 56K as much as I could. Delete the download. Double files ain't good. I tell that kid to get up, go out, just scream, just shout, just to beam the ray you know you have to show the light that you have, all because you two are afraid to pass through your chest. The ladies are objects in which wishing will invest, and sitting on your PC won't grow your fame, while all those ladies fester inside your brain. Another line break.
I love how you passed the Fred Schneider threshold there for a moment. No, it's pass through your chest!
Stabbing at my chest as I see here I am!
This song sucks.
But it wasn't a nerd. It was a nerd dark core.
Nerd dark core.
Nerd dark core. So all of our hipping and hopping here was done courtesy of DeviantArt in the nerdcore category.
Because of course it was.
Because of course it was.
So we are actually going to move away from there and into another document right here because there's other places on the internet for rap. Okay, obviously, yes, DeviantArt, great place for rap, wonderful place for rap. There are other places that you can go for rap, such as WikiHow.
And the comment section of every YouTube video ever.
Well, funny you mention that, because this is actually not from WikiHow itself, but this is from the discussion page of WikiHow to write rap lyrics.
Oh, nice.
Oh, awesome.
This is good. Yeah. I'm excited.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
God.
All right. Yeah. So Bunny Bread, these are all anonymous. So you are the IP that starts with 72.39. And you wanted to offer your own rap lyrics in the comment section to WikiHow's How to Write Rap Lyrics.
Four octets, what's up?
God, it's going to be... Okay, I got to get hardcore.
Yeah, you got it.
I ain't making this rap for MTV. I'm making it out for me, so don you see. If I happen to ever be famous, my lyrics'll be so contagious.
Contagious.
It can catch hookers. Yeah, you're right. Okay. So contagios. I'm only 14, but my lyrics happen to be DB Bess. I did a Bess. Scene. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I'm white, big shock, but it ain't no supersteric. It ain't no supersteric. It's supersteric. Studio. So you better hear it, cause this stage I'm a terrorist. And I was born in Toronto, Ontario, representing Poutine. It were I had grow, then I had to go to Georgetown. It were this beat be going down. It ain't ghetto, but it goes to show that I can play D-rapping game. Didn't do it for fame. So don't new see, maybe... I'll be on MTV eventually.
Yeah. Yep.
In this rap helps essentially.
Essentially.
Oh,
essentially.
Oh, man.
Yeah, get off the stage, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Is there someone whiter than me?
I'm an IP address that starts with 2-4.
Wait, are we now moving over to the discussion of Wiki How to Survive a Freestyle Rap Battle?
Uh-oh. How do you survive a freestyle rap battle?
Yo, dudes, I'm 13 and a half. This title's made me a better freestyler than I am. So if you want some tin to prove, here it is, yo fool, like this. Sorry, I'm having a little hard time finding my own rhythm here.
Fuck wheat raps.
It did like my chopped dicks hit you with my little ass dick.
Huh. Oh, that little ass dick. Come on, don't worry. You'll get that. That's vestigial.
Got a little ass dick.
Yellow water.
ABC don't want family. No short ass dick.
Don't want.
Don't. Yellow wanna see me go eat jello. Never seen someone like you before. I can kick you harder than you can kick me. I'll kick you while hey giggle in a tree.
Damn.
Who wants to taste of my ho long tea?
No.
Ho ha ho ha he.
Oh God.
That's pretty good.
Every Asian name in the phone ends with Chen.
No, it doesn't.
Wait.
Wanna see my Wang? Read lips, it's not for sale. You look pale like some paper, I'm a reaper. Bitch, what's up? That's all. Call me Quick Kid.
Nah.
Thanks, Quick Kid.
I will not.
Nah. All right, man, let me bust a little something.
Yeah!
Okay, so let me break you off like a Kit Kat bar. I'm at the finish line chilling. You can't get that far. I'm typing as I'm thinking, guess it's a digital freestyle. No time to pause, man. I'm ripping it me style. When it comes to gear, well, it's nothing fair, actually. I got more lids than a Ziploc Tupperware factory. When I'm walking by, you might hear chicks say, look, because I got nicer steaks than Michael Vick's playbook. And that's like my weakest shit. Damn.
Michael Vick's playbook is your weakest shit.
Yeah.
Y'all step aside. Sup, people, I'm 13, and people, y'all suck. I'm the rap master here. A quick example. I am the rap master. I'll put your body in plaster. To you, I'm a disaster. I like everything that has happened. When I'm finished, y'all will be clapping. That's all I gotta say, because I can't get laid. Even then, I then pay. They refuse, because you're on the booze all I rock.
Dope. He did.
And the winner of the 2016 Rap Olympics.
That was a rap battle that spanned years. It went from 2005 to 2006.
Oh, great.
Jesus Christ.
Hang on, man. Rome wasn't fucked in a day. Hang on, man.
All right. So that WikiHow, obviously, great place for rap. Great place for rap. Perhaps a better place for rap would be Yahoo Answers.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. So Bunny Bread, your name is Japi.
Damn right, my name is Japi.
Yeah. But I'm a scenester in the Yahoo Answers community.
How often should I have rap battles with my girlfriend?
You all know who this is. I'm looking for someone to write one of those cool, funky, funky freestyle rap things that kids are always into these days. I need you. Yeah, I need you to write it about a cougar. Older women who seek younger men. Please, not the animal. Oh. Whoever writes the best one will get 10 points! And their freestyle will be posted on my cougar website. Please help me out.
If somebody came up to me and
tags
said...
trending now, Bette Midler, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry.
If I was talking to someone and they said I had a cougar website, the next thing I would do would be dial 911. Because, no, that's not a... That's
all right, Bunny Bread, you got a cougar rap for me?
Yo, 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 yo! My name is Keith. I want a tutor, you in math. Boy, how old you be? Is you young enough to be with me? I drive a minivan. I'm looking for a sexy young man. I want to teach you the ropes. My booty be needing some growth.
Damn.
Can you cite a source for that rap, please?
I met Kath once and found her to be very inspiring.
Joppy. It was nice to hear Lemon's Twilight Sparkle voice do a rap.
this is one more rap from Yahoo Answers. Oh God. It starts out with the text, "This is not a rap battle," which makes me want to sing this entire thing like this is not a love
song.
That's
what I was just thinking, yeah, Public Image Limited.
This is not a rap battle!
I'm not even a rapper.
Nothing unpleasant about this. Nothing at all unpleasant about this. I'm glad this is happening.
Okay, here we go. All right, it's time to confess. I'm a total mess. Oh. I admit, my words haven't been... the best. But now it's time for the test. I'm still white, none more or less. I'm not gonna make it unless I stand up and finally get dressed. It's time to get off this bus. I have to start rapping. No excuse. I must. It has to be done. It must. Because it sounds like rust.
Right, right.
Parents like my music because I don't cuss. Oh. Don't cuss that much. Well, fuck, fuck, fuck. I just fucking cussed. Now I bet I'm torturous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just now.
Well, you can't sue me. You can't, because I ain't getting off this bus. Rate from 1 to 10. That's how lawsuits work. Rate from 1 to 10.
1.
Trending now, Harvey Milk.
Everybody knows that if you're getting sued, if you run on a bus and yell sanctuary, they can't sue you. It's the law.
Yeah, yeah. Like only all the oxen free.
The subpoenas just like burst into flames the moment they cross the threshold.
One of the responses is, I would give it a 4, and then he gives us an email address to coach him.
I want to be a professional rap coach. That's my new job.
His email address is ghostwriterconfidential.
No. He's a social worker. He's not a rap coach. This guy needs help.
It's like a guitar teacher that you pay $20 and some guy comes over to your house to teach your kid how to rap.
Hey, what's up?
What is this, the Mickey of like rap? It's like, you could have been somebody.
Come on, kid. Just use more homophobic slurs.
You gonna let Asians get away with that shit? All right. So that was Yahoo Answers. We're gonna move away from there. We're gonna be moving on to another site. This one I'm not familiar with. It's called Songbay. Songbay.co. It looks like it's a lovely place for people to post their own lyrics. I don't know if it's rap specific. I think it might be just all sorts of different lyrics.
So wait, is it bay like the body of water, or bay like?
No, it's a lady? It's eBay for songs.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I think we want to start this off with Jay, and this rap song is called Peppers, comma Jalapeno No Salt.
Okay.
By Charles Allen, also known as Little Charles Allen.
Oh, Little Charles Allen!
They call me that because I'm small.
Your name is Charles Allen. That helps.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Wait. Can I get a description of you, please?
Yeah. So, my description is, I'm just a man who loves to watch sex videos, watch stripper, and love nymphs. Similar to that, I'm in love with the cocoa.
Oh, this actually might be iced tea then.
Okay, my mood is aggressive, confident, flowing, and happy. Style, desire, language, English. I'm loving the ho-ho. I'm loving the strippos. I'm loving sex videos. I'm loving the nymphos. I'm loving them ho-hos like sweet potatoes. I'm loving them strippos. Right. Least no HMO. I'm loving them sex videos. Ain't no less, though. Loving them lymphos. Yeah. Nim-nim, no limp-limp. Nim-nim, no limp-limp. That's the real man, the real Joe. Put a little cream on that scream. Wrap around my D-ling, sapping that pretty thing. Only fifth for my queen. Now you sweet potatoes, ho-ho, if you're taking the dinero, give me a little blow. Give me a little blow. Got that Hispanic side. Love the tacos. Mucho gusto. What? Mucho gusto. Give me a senorita. Hot, spicy. Way I like it. Gonna wax that ass. Why looking in that glass? See how I'm bad. I'm tearing that ass. I'm bad MF. Don't need no help. Now I keep me belt. Next step. Go all day. Bring that pussy and stay. Dude like me don't play. Mayday, 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 mayday. My day, my day, my day, my day. Ain't no help in sight when I see you smile. See you loving this chocolate delight. Krispy Kreme, what this nigga bring. Oh, man. Repeat hook.
You couldn't dodge that one.
I couldn't. I tried. I was trying to change them to dudes, but okay, repeat hook. Here we go. Apart that wave when you don't shave. But if you want this N-word to graze, better make sure that ass is bathed. But best when I get you laid. Just like looking at the strippos, they don't get no blow. A few dollars, you know. El Cheapo, no. Just on the right track with the dough. I make the bread. Trying to keep away from the Fed. Taxes trying to keep in the red. Giving pennies till you're dead. Them colorless, all right. But I like some bite. Like that physical fight. Like that brown red, black spice. No rice, no ice. Pepper, no salt. Pepper, no salt. Salt, no good on the wood. Jalapeno. That's the way this nigga goes. Skin tough, cause I play rough. Jalapeno. What the fuck?
Jalapeno.
I just love what you said when you tried to, that later edit. It just sounded like, but if you want this N-word to grab.
Yeah, that was intentional.
It's like it was dubbed in after the fact.
Yeah. I mean, so it makes me really uncomfortable to rap and use that word. I can't help it.
I understand.
You can purchase this song for £3.
Oh, well.
Oh, multi-use license.
Little Charles Allen. Little Charles Allen, that rap is great. I'm also Little Charles Allen.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah, and this
song is
called Make Me Work with 7Ks.
You make me work.
That's like so many Ku Klux Klansmen.
And here's a description of me, which is different than the description from me that we got before when Jay
right,
was
right,
me.
Right, right, right.
This is one of my best songs. Actually, you can get two songs out of this one song.
Oh, shit.
Part one and two. Fill with rhyming words and alliterations and some words I create. You have to listen to the song on www.django.com/music/LittleCharlesAllen. This song would be a hit song by the right artist. This is a million-dollar song.
It's just I ain't the right artist, you know. I suck.
Okay. This could be two songs if you write another song.
So this is Making Me Work with 7Ks. All right, here's how it starts. Hook!
Hook.
Oh, wait. Let's get my
you mind. Must watch the entirety of Hook before starting this song.
Watch me do it. Watch me do it. My TV show, my video. Mucho gusto, no physio. Perplesio from my girlio. Make a dread... Oh.
I don't think
make a dread strip
Spanish.
Drop in her purlio. I'd rather tick-tock-tock. Talk. No cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Okay, he speaks Spanish.
Oh,
right?
You've got a definite Missy Elliott vibe to you. I think it's really
good. A verse one. Go and slam bam the honey ham. Shake a bake a chocolate cake. Filet mignon the kitty lawn. Take and sip with the big lip of the honey dip. After sipping, ripping that little pip hole. I heave that. I heave ho mucho the juicy yo. Time to slurp clean the sweet Miss Crevice.
You know, we're making fun. But
this is prom night here. Come on.
We're making fun, but this isn't that different from Young Thug. I'm just throwing that out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like Young Thug could have written this shit.
Fair enough.
The girl hot, steamy, ready. Will party pop, peel the back, the pussy. The sweat smelling, nookie, oh, ooh, ooh. Pussy. With joy, jubilation, like a winning bookie. The girl rises over, all over, spreading her thick thighs. I glide, slipping, sliding under sweet smelling surprise. I hear the moaning, groaning on. Girl almost ready to blow her top. Getting me heated until I'm too hot. Need more than a sip. Need to take that old man dip. Repeat hook!
No.
All right, well, I just watched it, but I guess I'll watch it again.
Watch me do it, watch me do it. My TV show, my video. Mucho gusto. Pussy.
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 Pussy. Pussy. Oh, pussy.
Going to clean wax whip that oozing crack. After I flip-flop her on her back, music had a flip-flop sound.
Flippity-floppity.
What a
flip-flop
sound. No loony toony last in love.
We had a loony toony
just pure
sound
primo
too.
Pleasure by the pint. Plus inhaling the treasure. Tick-tock toasting, roasting that gorgeous clock. No dancing dilly-dally in the park. Doing it on the couch, on the tabletop, light or dark. Just jamming, slamming, cramming that hairy, creamy, fuzzy, wuzzy peach. Until I get a spark. No cha-cha-cha, no cha-cha-cha.
No
third verse all of a sudden.
We
just watched Hook again.
Oh, okay, I'm really getting tired of it now, you know?
What?
Rufio.
How dare you? You call yourself an American.
Going around the clock. Sapping, stealing all her energy. Just the beginning of my sensitivity, its entirety. Where she lay limp lane. Twice already on the came. The process of pleasing, pampering that brown cookie. Begins anew. On that tired, tattle, rattle, tender, enjoyable, edible nookie.
You notice that all the AV techs are turning off all the lights. Your microphone doesn't have any more power in it.
That's okay. My rhymes are so hot I don't need a fucking mic.
Stop the beat.
Dunk in that donut hole with a delicious tight delight delicacy. Caressing, teasing, toasting with intimacy. Waking up for the third time. Blowing her away until she's almost blind. But it's just sleep that crosses her mind. Tire all the wonderful sensation of my stimulation and work elation.
No cha 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 cha.
No cha cha cha. No cha cha cha.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
$1 million song, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean,
this is a $1 million song.
With the right artist.
That was agony.
No, no.
But what if I had 5,000 pounds?
No, that's a separate sentence. This song would be a hit song by the right artist, period. This is a $1 million song.
Oh, damn. Regardless of artist.
Right. Okay, he called it. He called it.
Right. All right, so Bunny Bread, your name's Rick Campos. Yeah, you're also right, you're right. Also on the song bay. And yeah. Would you give me a description of your song, Air in My Lungs? Can you give a description of it, please?
This is a good song. They can make you very famous if you perform it well. You know, not like I'm gonna do.
Okay. And what are the genres of your song, of your rap?
Well, you know, it's the hip hop slash rap, general hip hop, and the general raps.
General rap.
No Colonel raps here. No major raps. No. Fuck no.
What moods does your rap have?
Well, calm, childlike, cool,
easy.
Childlike. All right. Excellent. All right, yeah, take it away whenever you're ready.
I'm a dog, y'all. I'm a god, y'all. Spare that rod, y'all. And I nod, y'all. Because I'm right, y'all. Out of sight, y'all. Live like, y'all. A little tight, y'all.
Good advice,
y'all. Are you surprised, y'all? That I turned out all right, y'all. Child of the night, y'all. Up to four, y'all. Write some more, y'all. So I can... Wait, shit. Scroll down some more, y'all.
This is the best Goody Mob track.
Y'all. Money galore, y'all. Crystal meth, y'all. I still wear a pen, y'all. That used to go fusion, y'all. What's thought to be an illusion, y'all. I like the sun, y'all. The apocalypse has begun, y'all. So how that run, y'all? Because it won't be fun, y'all. Burn like the air in my lungs.
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 Burn like the air in his lungs.
Kill a rainbow, y'all. It'll make the pain go, yo. I'm unstoppable. Like the U.S., yo. I'm the superpower. That's the truest. If you're gonna see me, do your best. Cause I'm more and more in your list. I'm made of drugs. That don't make no sense.
I'm made of drugs. I'm made of drugs.
That's actually dope.
Literally.
Because I'm made of drugs in the way of wannabe thugs. Give me love and give me hugs. I'm an assault on the senses, made for all of the chantes. Seeing me is senseless, cause you
agreed.
See, you just can't dance this. I'm solid like a rock. Me and my powerful cock make it hot and make it drop.
They make your cock drop?
Like, yes!
Okay.
And hot.
I had a cock bra.
Make my hot cock
I
let
the thing fall out. Yeah.
Make the cock
drop. My cock like it's hot. It's
the best way to sever it.
Like the sun, the apocalypse has begun. So hot and run, cause it won't be fun. Burn like the air in my lungs.
Burn like the air in my lungs.
Burn like the air in my lungs. Burn like the air in my lungs. Kill a rainbow. It'll make the pain go.
Oh no, Linkin Park showed up.
Popular music that ain't pop. Everything I say is hot. That's why all y'all N-words and bitches talk. Got the game? Well, shit, it's on lock. I'm the same on top. So shame on y'all, cause you came to fall. 5'9", and I was made too tall. Yeah, all right. I laugh at what all y'all these n-words say to ball. Pick up my phone call, cause you don't call. You make me feel so small, but my self-esteem ain't dependent on you. Although I seem like a dumb fool.
You on you. Call, call, small, fall, tall. You.
You, yeah. You know.
Okay.
This is written to my dad. All right. I'm keen and I run school. Teach science lessons to monks too. Hard like the sun. The apocalypse has begun. So hot and run, cause it won't be the fun. Burn like the air in my lungs. Okay. Burn. Yeah, yeah. So anyways, I'm gonna kill a rainbow, cause it'll make the pain go. You thought you knew, but you didn't. You thought you knew, but you didn't.
Skirt!
You thought you knew, but you didn't.
Skirt!
Because you thought you knew, but you didn't.
Skirt!
And scene. Skirt.
Thanks. Thanks,
This is a good song that could make you very famous if you perform it well.
Absolutely.
How do you think you did, Bunny Bread?
I think I did. Is it $1 million? Yeah, I think like $1.5 million.
Okay. Do you feel famous already?
I feel famous.
Kill a fucking rainbow, then I guess.
Yeah. Gotta make the pain go.
We'll make the pain go.
Yeah. Well, let's get one. Let's get another one here by Rick Campos. John Toast, you were looking forward to this one, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
My name is Rick Campos too.
And what's your song called?
I'm gonna move my mic a little.
My rap name is MC All Caps.
The song is called "I Just Popped a Molly."
What's it about?
Oh my! All right. Can you give me a description of your song "I Just Popped a Molly"?
The moods are epic, floating, light, magical. The style is ballad. The artist description is, I popped a molly and wrote this song!
Yes.
I just popped a molly. Now I'm feeling jolly. Hardly cocky because I'm rocky. All the hoes jock me. It was fat, full, and blue because of the dye. Am I going to die? I don't think so because I'm so high. I'm finna touch the sky. Feeling good, no lie. Now I'm feeling, not feeling so shy. Ain't scared of the gross by. Visualize space-time with closed eyes, feeling like the world's all mine, and seeing that the girl's all fine, thinking of you the whole time. I just popped a molly.
Oh!
I just popped a molly.
Damn.
I just popped a molly.
Molly.
Molly, 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 molly. Now I'm feeling jolly.
What?
Now I'm feeling jolly.
Now?
Now I'm feeling jolly.
What you feel?
Jolly, 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 jolly. I just popped a molly.
No.
Now I'm hot tamale.
Damn.
My essence is my folly. I'm on the floor crawling. Uh-huh. On my hands and knees towards your feet. And I'm going to cheat on your lips. With your belly button doing it fluffing. I'm going to put my stuff in. Get your sweet tender loving. On your essence I'm grubbing.
Uh-oh.
And when I come down, I'll be sniffing piano on you. You just popped a molly too.
Ooh, damn, bitch.
When you come down, I'm going to keep you high, boo.
Nice.
Rolling with you like a stone. And I'm feeling glad that I'm home.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
I just popped a molly.
Damn.
I just popped a molly.
Shit.
I just popped a molly.
What?
Molly, 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 molly. Now I'm feeling jolly.
Yeah.
Oh. Now I'm feeling jolly.
What?
Now I'm feeling jolly.
Wee.
Jolly, 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 jolly,
jolly.
I just popped a molly. Nope. Feeling like I'll get Jesus. Just got it. Got it. Even though I'm flying, like I feel like I'm falling. And I get the echoes of you calling. Come to me, my sweet darling. I can feel the smile on your face. You amplify my taste. Ain't got no time to waste. Let us move with haste. I got the energy to chase.
Yay.
I can feel your grace. You're right. Burning hot like mace. Baby, you're on fire. Like your name was Mariah. You're my burning desire. Come get me before I retire. I just popped a molly.
What?
I just popped a molly.
Pop.
I just popped a molly.
Molly.
Molly, 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 molly. Now I'm feeling jolly.
Wee.
Jolly. Now I'm feeling jolly.
Wee. Jolly.
Now I'm feeling jolly.
Yeah.
Jolly, 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 jolly. Yeah, I just popped a molly.
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 Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
I don't think that was Molly.
That would explain a lot.
The 11th line of the song is, ain't scared of the gross, bye.
Ain't scared of the gross, goodbye.
I like to think that he just like left for an hour and then came back and continued.
Okay, I can do this, I can do this, I can write this.
I'm not scared of the gross, goodbye.
All right, I think we might be due for a trifecta of Rick Campos, because I know that Jay is very excited.
Oh, I am. Because
about my story.
Yeah, for sure.
So how would you describe the song My Story?
This is my story of how I got to where I am today. It's calm, cool, complex, and eerie, but the style is a celebration. A celebration of life.
Oh.
Here we go. I used to be a normal kid with hopes and dreams. That is until I went to the university. I opened my mind with drugs and hallucinogens. But that was a beginning as well as an end. Next thing I know, I'm paranoid, beating my girlfriend. So now to her, my apologies I send. Started hearing voices that claim to be my friends. Mostly pretty famous girls, because that's my favorite trend. They told me I was God and the devil in one. In the beginning, it was really fun. But now I live in a world more than this one. Sprung on a voice in my head that calls herself bitch number one.
MC Lou Albano.
Because of this, I can't keep a job and I have no money. But I never was a hater, so nobody thinks it's funny. I had a lot going for me, gonna be successful. But being controlled by someone I trust, but sure ain't real, it sure is stressful. The voice in my head is the last one left. But she stole my heart and it's theft. She claims to be my soulmate, communicating from another dimension. And she's beautiful because I've seen her in hallucinations. This I must mention. I sprung on myself, and I don't really mind. I want to believe what I want and still be fine, because I got a lot to offer in this life. I could rule the world with a sharper edge than a knife. I could fix the economy crazy as I am cool-headed. And my opinion is valuable, even though I drink gasoline unleaded. It's not weird, and to me, I'm normal. It's just that my beliefs, they are informal. I could be the one to unite science and religion. Formal. I have a perfect, beautiful vision, and I have a mission that in order to meet my soulmate I must fulfill. So I picked up a paper and quill and got ready to thrill everyone who listens and everyone who must listen to this incision of communication, because when you're done you'll all be hearing your voice in my head, and you'll all be either crazy like me or you'll be dead. I want to be your all, your daily bread. I quit all drugs to the death. Now I smoke a cigarettes, but they're the reason I'll be dead. Dead, 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 dead.
Oh boy.
So hey, remember, dead. If you sing raps from the internet, you'll go to hell before you die.
I'm on Rick Campos's YouTube channel at the moment.
Yeah, tell me more.
Rick Campos has like 150 videos of his own raps here.
Oh, no. Okay.
This one isn't on here. Although one of his first uploads is a song called Ass to Ass.
Ass to Ass.
How is Ass to Ass spelled? Is it A-Z-Z?
No.
Okay. I could have forgotten.
It does not have the number two either.
Shit. Hate this guy.
All right.
He's since changed his name to Rick the Demigod.
Oh, wow. All right.
Well, that's different. Okay.
One of his most recent raps is called House Full of Mirrors by Son Goku.
All is unforgiven.
All right, this is the very last song that we have on offer here, and it is called Conservative Politician.
Oh, hello.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Hell the fucko.
Yes. Fuck you, yeah, yes. I guess I'll do what you tell me.
Now I remember why I stayed, you know, awake for this shit.
All right. So based on the belief of a corrupt government, the lyrics were written from the point of view of a politician speaking to the nation. The moods are energetic, positive, and proud. The styles are action-adventure.
Yeah.
This rap is my favorite NES game.
and patriotic. Here we go. My aim is to leave the country in a state as I launch my next assault on the prostate of the people, forcing my way into their minds.
Oh, God, you're off track.
Making sure I am all they find when they go searching, looking for answers or for a prayer. All they'll find is me. I'm there.
Am there. Me, I'm there.
I'll find is me, I'm there.
Me, I'm there.
They'll implement tax upon their life.
Illinois.
Increase the stress upon their kids and wife. They'll get a hobby. A distraction. He'll make it illegal. Ha ha! The satisfaction.
Illinois.
What is Illinois always doing?
Illinois, you know how they do.
Watching people burn with no concern. I'm the boss. They GTA learn. Illinois, make the children go to school. Mold, as in Bob mold, their mind. My way, make them a fool. Teach them the power of the hierarchy tower. I'm near the top, holding your life in my hands, and I'm ready to drop. Ready to let go of what I hold. Millions are crushed, but I get gold. Yay. I'm sure you will all understand why I sold your life. Ooh. I can't believe the masses don't see through the lies. Happy to let us poison the skies.
Chemtrails.
Keeping you in a place with acts of terror. Can't even catch us when we show you the errors.
False flag.
You won't make a decision. You don't know the facts. Counting all the money, you won't believe me. There's stacks. I get warned the public would overflow, I got too many jowls to wrap. My jowls are tangling in on each other. But I'm still waiting for your balls to grow. To the people who believe in communism, it's here. You're all the same. No vision. This is MC Alex Jones signing out. Infowars.com, Hillary for prison.
You could have done that raspier.
I like the hype
Not
man
for
there.
That many verses.
I like the hype man there that just yelled out conspiracy shit.
Oh, like that was
popping
me.
Up in rap songs, being like, loose change.
MK Ultra.
Tuskegee.
Jet fuel can't be steel.
Roswell, y'all.
So,
steel beams
selling crack to destroy the white race. Wait,
Rothschilds.
Cuck, 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 cuck.
Bill Berg.
So, F plus. What did we learn from this garbage?
Oh, fuck all. Fuck. I was born with rhythm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's how Canadians do.
You brought serious heat there, Boots.
Yeah, oh, he's an informer.
Thanks, Lemon.
Yeah, you are an informer.
Yeah.
I mentioned it.
And Licky Boo Boom now.
Yeah. You whipped off me bloomers, looked up me bottom.
Yeah.
A Licky Boom Boom down.
You know.
Anything else that we learned?
I learned that when people write raps on the internet, I don't think they ever say them out loud first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
second that. Because, yeah, I thought maybe, like, I think I mentioned it earlier. Who knows if it made it to the episode. But, like, okay, poetry is fucking everything and people suck at it. But, yep. like rap, it's like you have to say that shit over a beat. You'd think people would be like, oh, these are too many words, like, just looking at it. But nope, mm-hmm. no, mm-hmm. it's pack it in. It's all there.
Pack it up and pack it in. We talked about this before in like poetry episodes, but it's like, what the fuck? What were you listening to? Like, what is your frame of reference? Like,
there's a lot of rap battles out there that don't actually have the beats underneath. There's just kind of like spitting whatever the hell you want at them, and you just end on an insult and you're fine. It doesn't really matter up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
These guys probably didn't listen to that shit regardless, so I don't know why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
Still, I just wanted to try to be nice. And this is the place where we're nice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I'm very confused at just, like, what your frame of reference for. Like, for all of these people, if I were to go, like, what's rap music? Like, what would come to their mind?
So for the first section, that was the battle rap section. If you asked that question, it would definitely be dudes on rooftops. Like in windbreakers, yelling homophobic slurs at each other with no beat.
Yeah, that's called Xbox Live, baby. All day.
The perception of a rapper that Aesir had in that one episode, where it was just some guy like crossing his arms, going yo 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 the whole time. Mm-hmm. That's how I pictured every one of these people.
Totally. It's them.
You're
and
the
their
whoever,
heart.
And you're here to say,
yeah.
You love whatever in a something leeway.
Yeah. This was fun and similar to the F plus rap or similar to the F plus sings on thefpl.us. We will have the actual audio. So if anyone wants to try to turn this into a song. Good luck.
Yeah,
God bless you.
Yeah, some of us had like metronomes running in the background, didn't help a fucking bit.
Yeah, some of us didn't.
I tried a metronome for the first time in my life, and I'm not sure it helped. I mean, there's only so much you can do with the material you're given.
Well, your shit was poetry.
No, that's true.
But yeah, if we'll have some remixes. If you do a remix, maybe I'll give you something. And Ball Pit is a website. And that's cool.
Don't be a piece of shit. Go to Ball Pit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Should probably
the internet make you want to quit? Hey, fuck that. Go down to Ball Pit. Oh, my name is Boots, and I'm here to say you should spend $10 today.
In a major way.
Yeah.
spend $10 on Ball Pit, and then donate $10 to the Patreon of I Don't Even Know Television.
And then all your entertainment is paid for.
Yes, please.
Bye-bye.
And then throw $10 into the air. Riff Raff will find it.
One of y'all just throw $10 in the air.
I felt it with my vision. I licked the air and I could feel it.
Are you guys mocking Riff Raff, you sons of bitches? You bastards. He was born without a brain.
Once again, the F Plus Raps is your opportunity to remix the F Plus. I've got the split audio files posted on this episode's page on thefpl.us, and similar to the F Plus Sings episode, that's number 151 if you're unfamiliar, I'd love for people to try their hand at making something out of them. F Plus Live is coming up soon. I'm printing up t-shirts for it, so I'll probably be able to give away a couple of these when they're ready. Thanks for listening. This is the 80s, and I'm down with the ladies.